The Michigan Supreme Court has ordered that a pair of proposed constitutional amendments should be placed on the ballot before voters this November. Promote the vote and reproductive freedom for all. Joining us live with more on this story is WWJ's John Hewitt.
Tony, with the ballot printing deadline tomorrow, many expected this decision could come today, and by a pair of 5-2 votes, the Supreme Court has effectively overturned the Board of State Canvassers, which last week deadlocked along party lines, effectively stalemating both of these proposals. In today's decision, Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick addressed Republican board members failing to pass either initiative by writing, quote, "It was a game of gotcha gone very bad. What a sad marker of the times." Mark Brewer is the former head of the Michigan Democratic Party.
I think there's two issues here. One is, you know, the importance of these issues, voting rights and abortion, but also democracy was at stake here. I mean, we have a provision in our Constitution that allows people to put things on the ballot. And that was honored today. And that's really, really important for our future ballot questions as well.
Promote the vote, if passed, would change Michigan's voting rules to allow for 9 days of early in-person voting, also ensuring more ballot drop boxes be made available. And, of course, the Reproductive Freedom for All initiative would decriminalize abortion access in Michigan. We are roughly 2 weeks, 2 months, that is, away from Election Day. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.